Hey everybody, this is Sam. It is now early on Tuesday, and today at 3 p.m. is the next Pierce County Council meeting. If you missed Sunday's episode, I really suggest that you check it out. Great interview with Ian Harris. He's a fantastic guy. And then we also talked about an organization called Child Evangelism Fellowship getting $7,000 from Pierce County, which is the county that I live in and the county that Ask an Atheist is produced in. So it's happening right under our noses. The meeting is at 930 Tacoma Avenue on the 10th floor at the County City Building. If you are in the Freethought movement here in Pierce County, or really appreciate it if you could show up and say your piece, because this is important. Those of us who work on Ask an Atheist and hang out, we're going to meet up a little early, talk about how it's going to go down. It is local government, so it's going to be a lot of boredom, and they're probably going to try and make us wait as long as possible before we can talk, hoping that some of us leave. I have no intention of doing that, of course. I can be patient when I need to. But you might want to bring something to read. As of 1 p.m. yesterday afternoon, it looks like the county received 40 emails suggesting that people were not interested in giving money in this way. And then some phone calls to the county made by some folks online suggested that after that, the county was overwhelmed with feedback. I've been going through some of the comments, and they're mostly pretty good, well thought out, well written. Folks I recognized from the show and from elsewhere. It's been an interesting time. Interestingly enough, from a geek perspective, let me tell you their process for posting public comments online. It's an HTML form sent via email, encoded an RTF file as encapsulated HTML, sent as a MIME email attachment, saved as an Outlook message file, posted to a web page. I count 7 layers of encoding there. How about you guys? There's some really massive Perl munging in order to get that stuff out of there. Me and my ridiculous Linux desktop. Meanwhile, there's some other news about the Pierce County budget that we should probably talk about. Robert, up at Humanists of North Puget Sound, found that Child Evangelism Fellowship is not the only organization getting money from Pierce County. There's another organization called Young Life Camp Anderson Island, which has as its mission statement, every adolescent will have the opportunity to meet Jesus Christ and follow him. They also get money from the county. They've been getting money from the county for several years and will get money in the 2014 budget to the tune of $15,000. So there's been some serious stuff going on here, which we didn't know about, and we need to talk about it. We need to let the local government know that despite what some people on the council might think, this is a secular government and not a religious one. And if they say that they'll give money equally, I bet you guys know what my next step is. It's an interesting time, and I'll try and keep this short, but I will probably update you guys again tomorrow about how the meeting goes. I know they post every meeting online as video, so you'll get to go see me do whatever the heck it is that I do, make a huge fool out of myself. That's about it. So I will talk to you guys again soon. Oh yeah, nearly forgot. If you are going down to the council meeting tomorrow and want to meet up with us, just shoot us a message on Facebook, and we'll see what we can do. Talk to you tomorrow.